Hey y'all. Happy horse shit.
Hey y'all.
Fiat Chase. It's summer, it's nice out, let's jam.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began.
You look so good, fantastic man.
All right. Hope you're having an awesome, awesome day. My day has been chill. It's been cool. Woke up a little edgy, then took care of it. Danced around my room a little bit. Went to the park. Just some cool stuff. So I'm feeling chill. What we heard so far, we had Tom's Diner, Suzanne Vega. We have Bryn from Vampire Weekend. We also had just now Fantastic Man, William Onyebor. There's some connections to Stern Grove in there. I'm excited for Stern Grove Festival coming up this year. I didn't get to make any, but I'm not playing baseball this year, this summer, so I'm be at Stern Grove. If you want to meet up at Stern Grove, let me know. What are we going to do next? I think we got Bluetooth working today. I think I was at the library, one of the libraries I go to, and I picked up this book that I'd read before by this great music writer, Simon Reynolds, called Rip It Up and Start Again. And I believe this is one of the bands that was written about that I've always meant to check out that I never did. So check it. It might even be a Manchester band. I don't know a lot about this band, but they were name-dropped quite a few in this music bio. And then got some Hank the Third for you, who played 5 hours in Syracuse with three different bands. I'm excited to hear what's up with that. Some PJ Harvey, maybe some Blood Orange, which I've been keep saying I'm going to play. So I think I'm going to do like pop to like goth. Might play some John Ben Spencer Blues Explosion. And this one band called, what are they called? Perth Band. You may have, if you heard any of the shows, favorite current musician is from Perth, Australia. And this band I came across in my reading, I don't know if I was reading Cream Magazine or maybe like Under the Radar, but just some stuff that's going to be new for me, and I'm excited. Hope you're having a great day. I'm not going to do much talking today. I'm kind of in an introspective mood, so check out Swell Maps. Thanks for tuning in. You're with Happy Horseshit, Fiat Chase. Next local band, Topographies. I really, really like this. I know one of the cats, Star Country's 1959, Topographies. That was Party Time from 45 Grave. If you heard some stuff that you think may not have been on the cut, you're right. You probably know I'm still getting used to the studio here. I had switches on. Both channels were on the LP, and I was trying to find the cue on the next record that I'm playing, which I still didn't find, and while forgetting that you were hearing that too. Actually, I was sending you backwards loving message, so it's just evil, get it, love backwards. Okay, hey, more music, let's do it.
Thank you.
Alright, trying to play Blood Orange off Bluetooth, but I failed. We'll try again. That was Flaming Groovies. It's funny to see them recently, I just couldn't make it. Cool. I was reading about them in Maggot Brain, I think, fairly recently. This is Hunks and his punks. Yeah, Chase. Have to go check. Heard that little stop. I may have figured out. Genius. May have figured out how to get the Bluetooth to work. Hold on. Dead air for 10 seconds. Remember, evolve. Evolve backwards. Evolve. Evolve. Yvonne. Yvonne. Yvonne the Humbleot. Happy horseshit. Fiat Chase. Hold on to your hats or your wigs. We are back. No dice. But you know what? I've been dying to play some Blood Orange, so I'm going to go lo-fi. I'm going to do it again, too, when Sean, time it when Sean from Bughouse Square comes in, holding the phone up to the microphone, and then have him show me again how to do the Bluetooth. Blood Orange. Happy worship. No, you know what? I've got to take it off Bluetooth. I'm going to do that right now. Still doesn't work. I should just go on a diatribe about how lucky I am to be alive. Should I sing a cappella? Is anyone listening? I'm going to hook the phone up. We're going to have callers call in to Happy Horse Shit and tell me stories about music. I invited someone last night to come on the show. I invited, I had a really, really good time. I saw somebody who, you ever have those times where you're like, fuck, I could have connected, I blew it. And then it just comes around and it works out like better. So I do say my prayers in the morning, give up my will up to higher power, spirit of the universe, whatever you call it. I don't know what God is. If you tell me you know what God is, either you better be God or you better be on some serious, seriously good psychedelic drugs, of which I will watch. Oh, I did a stand-up set last night. I did my Can You Imagine Me as a Psychedelic Peer Support Counselor. It's a very good stand-up bit. I learned a lot. I kept my mouth shut. I behaved. And I forgot to do... I had a good new joke. One joke, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it because it just comes off like it's not even funny. But I like Kristen Stewart. Congratulations. Shout out to Kristen Stewart, who married her partner, Dylan. And she originally wanted Guy Fieri, I think that's how you're supposed to say it, Guy Fieri, to officiate, and it didn't happen, but I have the stand-up bit. Please tell me, if you're walking by the studio, just like, shoot a thing in. I'll take requests, subject matter, you need Fiat Chase to handle in a comedic way, clown some shit. If you're walking by the station, put a thing in saying, where can I see you do stand-up? Fiat. So I forgot to do my bit. I have a bit about going on the dark web and you seeing the Guy Fieri, outtakes of like when he doesn't like food. And I was thinking, I'm making a pitch. If anyone's listening out there and owns some kind of like TV station or wants to fund me, like and I'll bring guest stars on, all kinds of different people, musicians, artists. Imagine me and a Guy Fieri type role where we're rolling in some fucking serious wheels or maybe a monorail, who knows, maybe a duo rail, trio rail, trail rail, Fieri trail rail. Ooh, next band, Fieri trail rail. So we're doing that and then we stop. I want to travel the country again. And then we go and we just try the food and they're just like all hunched over us and we're like, spit it out, and they're freaking out like, no, actually, just kidding. It was really good. And can I also get the dessert? And the gentleman will have a side salad and say that you're going to be on this show that's a comedian. You could probably only do it a few times. It's like my conversion therapy. Only so many churches you can go to where they sort of catch on. But then I can just be like a regular show after that. Can you imagine like walking by the restaurant instead of like, you know, love Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain says the third best hamburger in the world. It just says Fiat Chase says the kielbasa tastes like it was in some tasty pussy. Come on. I'm like, they're not going to just be like, Fiat Chase, this mashed potato served best. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far ahead. You guys want some more music? I'm going to put... Just meditate and like conjure... What do they call it? Manifest me getting funded to go and bring food comedy to the world. Sit on that for like 10 seconds. And then Blood Orange. I swear. Stay tuned. Hank the Third coming up.
Romancing and it looks like I lost the fight.
Thank you. falling today. No, I'm falling. The fantasy I love just can't get enough.
Thank you. seven of course my childhood, forks and knives, and then a hospital bed where I turn my life over and over again.
Take a little time just to give us a